Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. If it's that time again, it's Friday. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me. He's in St. Louis, Missouri. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles. Cool weather. He's battling the hot weather, so we'll talk about that, too. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. Blog Talk Radio, / Mancini Sports podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes, Tarek, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you're doing from one side of the state to the other, going from Kansas City to St. Louis.
Yeah, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Man, doing well on this Friday morning, from here, from St. Louis, as you said, as we just, had a little short 45-minute flight over from Kansas City where the weather was absolutely nice to now that we're catching the heat wave here in St. Louis. So, and you can find me online on Instagram, TarikBrockSR, and on Facebook, just first and last name. And on Twitter, TarikSR. So, man, pretty hot weekend we got going.
Yeah, and you know what? I looked at the games with you guys, the Royals. It was nice to see Andre Jackson get his first big league win. You guys sweep the Royals, and that's what it comes down to, taking advantage of these teams that are below you to, signify a push here late in, August and early into September.
Yes, I mean it's what it's supposed to be. You go in and you have a team that's on a skid, and you're just looking to continue that by just playing free, clean baseball. And then we were able to do that. They had a really good pitching performance that held our offense down for a while. They switch out, pitchers, and then our offense just, woke up and picked up. And we had some really key timely, hitting. Brian Reynolds swung the bat well. Key Brian Hayes did. And then Jack, Sawinski broke out of his home run-less, streak with a monster blast to center field. And then you combine that with two great pitching performances. Johan Oviedo did a great job of throwing a two-hit shutout, I think it was. And then Andre Jackson pitched well. It just votes for really, good baseball. And so that's what we need to do, continue to move forward and just continue to, knock up some wins in the win column.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Sawinski's shots, man, this year have been taters, man. He jacked Snyder's 0-1 sinker 436 feet. It was like off the back of the batter, straightaway center. I mean, it is amazing what this kid keeps doing, man. For a guy that, is just tearing it up now of late.
Yeah, and the thing about it that started it and you didn't see the results right away was that, even when he was going through his struggles, he was still, getting on base. He would have a walk here, walk there, hit a ball and play and beat it out. And then was productive, with his legs, still in second, still in third, while continuing to play a really good, solid defense as he continues to get better. So the one thing that's, tough is that we don't get to say how the growing pains are for each individual player. And we would love to have short, quick, growth spurts. But, as being a man and who was a young boy, sometimes that whole growth spurt was like, 2 months of the summer where it just hurt to bend your knees. But when you got to that part, and you were taller, fresher, you were probably leaner. And so, Jack, is coming out on the other side. And, we'll just continue to see Jack just grow and become a really good, solid, major league ball player.
Yeah, not only that, how about Brian Hayes, man? He's been red hot of late, too. So, these guys are starting to get hot. And when you look at the last 30 games, heading into 2024, this is what you want from these guys. Production, keep it going, build on it, heading into the new year, and come out even stronger next year, I would imagine.
Yes, I mean, you want to give, you know, your young players and your young core an opportunity to start to gel. And the only way that you can gel is in the fire. You know, it's not gelling in spring training. You know, it's not, you know, in a September call-up, you know, because we saw the guys that we brought up last year in September, which was cool. But you really don't know what the major league season is like until you go through a six-week spring training, until you go through a April and then get into a May. And then understand that it's not the same as it is in the minor leagues where you're in the city, you know, for a week or you're at home for a week. You get every Monday off. It's like, no, like, you know, you play a night game in Kansas City. Now you're over, you know, and off to playing in St. Louis for 3 days. And then you go back home and you play for three. And then you keep, and then you pack up and then you go on, you know, on the road trip again for three. Like, that's what this is. And that's why we call it, you know, the major league grind. And it's tough. And, you know, our young players have to get used to that because they can't say that they are because the landscape of the minor leagues have changed. So up right. here it's different, you know. And then you got people watching, you know, film on you and taking deeper dives. Not saying that the minor leagues don't do it, but I just think you have more eyes up here on you, and which means you have to stay as tight and as clean as you possibly can.
Well, and not only that, you know, when you look at this, you guys went from Kansas City to St. Louis. You'll go back home for three, and then you'll go to Atlanta. Does this feel almost like a 12-game road trip, a four-city tour?
it can, in a sense, you know, because we're only going to be home for, you know, a couple of days. You know, being that, you know, you have two night games followed by that, you know, that day game, and then, you know, you're off and running again. The cool thing about being at home is that, you know, you're in familiar territory, right? You know, you get to just do a few things but not necessarily get uncomfortable and completely unpack your bags there. So, it's a part and a thing that we're going to have to go through. When we get better, we're going to have to play, you know, some national games, which means later starts, which will be potential, you know, day game getaways. And that's what good teams do. You just continue to showcase your skills, play, you know, meaningful baseball throughout the season. And then when you come down the stretch run is where the teams start to separate themselves. So if we can go with the pack, right, who knows where we end up at, you know. And right now we're staying, you know, one game away from tying, you know, our win total from last year and then looking to, you know, supersede that as we continue to go on, which will provide for, you know, a successful, you know, season or, you know, a progressive season.
Yeah, and then separate yourself from the Redbirds, two, three games ahead of those. Keller will take the hill today, and he's been on a roll. You know, when you look at this guy, he's been able to mix so many pitches. It's almost like weapons, and every time he goes out there, he's a chance to do something special. I think it continues tonight with him on the mound, and you pull four games ahead of the Redbirds.
Yes, you know, we're just expecting Mitch to come out and just be himself and execute, you know, his pitches. I think what he learned, you know, over, you know, this second half stretch was that if I didn't have my best stuff, you know, what can I do to extend myself in the ball game and still give my team a chance to win? And that's what really good starting pitching does, where it's like, oh, my gosh, he gave up four runs, right, you know, in the first two innings. And you look up, and it's the seventh inning, and it's 5-4, and your team is up, and this guy is still in the game pitching. And you go, how the heck does that happen? Well, you know, a pitcher learns how to, you know, walk on water and not get wet. And so that's what he's learned, and he's been able to take that and just become a really good, you know, pitcher for us.
You know, when you look at the National League MVP vote, and the heavyweights are going on out here with the Braves and the Dodgers, four guys are in the mix. Three keep getting pushed to the center stage. Ronald Acuna Jr., which you'll see in another week or so, and then Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. But I think the other guy that they're really not looking at here, too, and he's been tearing it up, is the guy they got from Oakland a year ago, was Matt Olson. I still think Ronald Acuna is the guy that's tearing it up. He hit his 30th home run out here yesterday, 61 steals. I don't know who your take is on this, but, boy, it could be a co-MVP, and I haven't seen this in 79 when it was Willie Stargell and Keith Hernandez.
Right. Right. I mean, it could go so many, you know, different directions. You know, we'll start off with, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, a guy who gets, you know, married, you know, yesterday in Los Angeles, you know, to his longtime girlfriend, and then all of a sudden goes out and hits, you know, his 30th home run and steals 60 bases. And when you look at it, he has a chance to go 40, 80. You know, you just never know at the clip that he's going. And that's something that we've never seen before. So to me, just what he's doing is just ridiculous. And mind you, he's hitting, you know, over 330 as well, which is good. And if, you know, Arise in Miami continues to cool off, he can mess around and lead the league in hitting. But also, you know, Olsen has been great. I think the last time, you know, I checked, he was at like 43, 44 home runs and, you know, well over 100 RBIs, which is good. But Freddie Freeman is just, after the slow start when we saw him in Pittsburgh, you know, was hitting, you know, barely around 220, 230, has just went on an absolute tear on the season, you know, to where he has the Dodgers, you know, like 15 games up, you know, over the second place team in the West. So, you know, it's just thing. And then Mookie Betts has just been doing Mookie things. Not only does he play, did he play right field, but he played center field, he played shortstop, he played second. That's what an MVP, most valuable player, you know, has been. So it would be really good to just see, you know, as we get to the middle of September, see where guys are, see if anyone cooled off or if anyone actually gets hotter, and just see if they just, you know, pull away and just separate themselves.
Well, I'll tell you, when we talk Monday, we're going to get into the NFL picks and the college picks, but breaking news came out. The ACC now has invited Stanford, Cal, and SMU. This is going to get crazy in college football. And I've always said, if you're going to be a top 10 school, play a top 10 schedule, because that's what I like. But we're going to have super conferences now, Derek, that are going to be amazing to watch starting next year when USC, UCLA get in that Big Ten. This is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, good. You finally get, you know, stronger schedules, you know, and then you'll see teams do everything they can to, or schools to bolster themselves, and then be able to petition to get in, you know, into you know different conferences. Yes, you know, meaningful games starting, you know, in August, you know, going all the way through would be really cool. And then we, you know, we really get to see where guys and teams, you know, programs are. But again, it's going to come down to where it's going to be just three power conferences, and then it'll be, you know, West, you know, Midwest and East. I just think it'll boil down to that, because it's all, you know, driven by, you know, the powerhouse channels or the media. You know, you got ESPN, ABC, you know, and Fox. So it's going to be really, really interesting there. And then before you know it, we'll have football dang near on every night, you know, during the season.
Yeah. Hey, real fast, as we wrap this thing up, boy, crazy thing in Colorado the other day, talking about Ronald Acuna Jr., before in the MVP consideration. Two crazy fans running on the field. I'm saying to myself, man, we might be getting into barbed wire situations in some of these stadiums to keep fans running on the field. That is so dangerous. I know Kip Gross and I were talking about it. Any thoughts on that? And I didn't expect to see that in Colorado. I would expect to see that in New York and Philly.
Yeah, the one thing that was the best thing out of it was that, you know, Ronald wasn't hurt. He handled himself, you know, like a gentleman as best he could, not knowing, you know, what the fans wanted. Then he said, you know, that they were asking for pitchers. And then, you know, guys were just super zealous. The one thing that, you know, when they extended the netting, right, it really made to where it was harder for fans to get out. But, you know, there's parts of, you know, down the right and left field line where there's a huge gap where, you know, guys could just hop over and go. So the one thing is just like, man, you know, security's team got out there really good. You know, Ronald took a spill with one of the guys that was just super zealous. The one thing that it's just like, you know, that they didn't have a weapon on them, you know. So
yeah,
that's the cool thing right there, you know, especially to, you know, for a guy that's having, you know, a really good, you know, memorable season right there. You don't want to see it ended short, you know, because of, you know, someone else's, you know, over excitement.
Exactly. hey, as we wrap this up, do me a favor, take out the Redbirds, get six games ahead of them before you head back to Milwaukee and Pittsburgh Monday in the Berg. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And, man, oh, man, I appreciate this each and every week. 3 years running, baby. We keep this thing going, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a great time, you know, with it. I look forward to it. It's my highlights on Mondays and Fridays. Great way to start the week and a great way to end the week as well. So you can find me online, you know, Instagram, TARRIKBROCKSR, all one word. Facebook, just first and last name. And then on Twitter or the X or whatever, TARRIKSR. So, man, everybody have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy some really good barbecue and stay cool.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you from Pittsburgh on Monday morning. And at the top of this next hour, I'll be saying hi to your buddy and brother out there in San Diego. We'll be talking fish tacos and the Padres as the Giants and Padres get it on.
Oh, man, that sounds so good right there. They have really good food in that clubhouse for sure.
Hey, get the cup of Joe. Run up to the arch. Enjoy the scenery in St. Louis. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. That's Tarik Brock in St. Louis. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Thanks for tuning in. We'll reconvene Monday in the Berg, 9:50 Pittsburgh time, 6:50 LA time. Till then, have a blessed and safe weekend.